Okay, here we go. Short vort for Parshas Matos Masay. 3 weeks. I learned Shemini Tasha Meibes. I learned Shemini Tzitzis for Shlema for Esther Tehila. As Ariel Tzipora B'sar Shochei Shor. I saw an incredible insight. The Rach Mashivka Rebbe Shlita Shever Fu Shlema. Says the Rach Mashivka Rebbe according to Chozev Elblin. Our opening pasuk to our first parsha. Vayidaber Moshe al Roshei Hamatos Levnei Yisrael. Moshe speaks to the heads of the nations, to the heads of the tribes, and he tells them all about this inyan of Nadarim and vows and this and that. But says the Chozi, you have to look deeper in these opening words of the parasha. Vayidaber Moshe Roshei Hamatos L'Bnei Yisrael. He says, you want to teach the Klal Yisrael, Roshei Hamatos, you want to be ahead of a tribe, you want to teach Torah, you want to have an influence on someone. L'Bnei Yisrael. You have to view every single Jew as if they're your kid. Says the Chozi. Vayidaber Moshe Roshei Hamatos Shehem HaTzadikim L'Bnei Yisrael Ratzoloma Rak Misha Oyev Yisrael Kibonov. Someone who views their students, someone who views every Jew as their kid, as their family member. Those are the ones who are able to teach Torah. So now look back in the Bible. What's Asher Tziva L'Hashem? You want to teach Torah. But you have to view every single one as a L'Bnei Yisrael, as your son. Why? Because at the end of the day, says the Baal Tanya in Lamed Beis, he says that every Jew has the same neshama. We all come from one neshama. We have different bodies. Come from one neshama. We're one family. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down. When a person before you daven, what are you supposed to say? Yeah, this is the Nusach Svar Tzidurim. You're taking it from the Arizal. The Arizal, this is actually on his kever. If you go to Tzvat, you see this on his kever. You should take upon yourself the mitzvah of Avdecha Kamocha. What does Avdecha Kamocha have to do with davening? It has everything to do with davening, says Rav Shor from the Svarim. Because Hashem doesn't want to hear your tefillas if you're not treating his family like your family. And that's the whole point of the 3 weeks. Of the Avos Yisrael, Gemara and Yuma tells us, what's the reason why we don't have Beis HaMikdash? Because sin is chinam. You can't be a good Torah Jew and not be a kind Jew. You can't be about Adam L'Chavero without you can't have about Adam L'Chavero without Adam L'Chavero. They go hand in hand. Should we be Zocha, especially now, starting the 9 days, tomorrow night, when we learn, when we daven, that should only increase our Avos Yisrael. Only increase when we daven, that our Ben Adam L'Chavero should complement our Avos Yisrael. And then just end off with one vort. And the Rechazka of Kushmir says, what does that mean? V'avta l'chemocha zekhal goldu b'torah. It's a big rule? No. He says zekhal goldu b'torah. If you want to know how good your learning is, look at your Avos Yisrael. If your learning is good, then goldu b'torah, your Avos Yisrael is going to be good. And your patience, and your kindness, and sensitivity. And if your Torah is only in your head and not in your heart, and it's not translating into your actions with your family and friends, and every Jew and every person, then it's not Torah. When we learn, we daven, make us better people, and kinder, and more caring. Shabbos.